open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And a happy football Wednesday to you. And these are exciting times to be in Brownstown, to be part of this organization, to certainly be part of the radio part of this organization. I love that part. That gives me a chance to have this forum every day with you and enjoy it and bring aboard a lot of guests. And I just look forward to the opportunity to do much, much more of that as we go forward with this show and so much more. But very, very exciting days, and you can feel it. You can feel it in the air, and that's as far as I'll go. But I know the teases are out there, and really, really looking forward to making sure everybody does exactly what Uncle Rizzy says you should do, and that's tune in at 9 a.m. Tomorrow on this station, ESPN 850 WKNR. In the meantime, we have a great show for you tonight. You're going to continue to meet one of the assistant coaches on this staff. We try to do it with each show because there are new coaches who have come aboard, and we try to use the show as a forum to introduce them to you. So Brad Roll, he's the strength and conditioning coach for the Browns. And his background is a guy who worked at the University of Miami, where when he was strength and conditioning coach there back in the day, there was a guy named Rob Chudzinski playing tight end for the Hurricanes. Yeah, back in the late 80s, like 89 to 92. So they were together, and now they're together again. And we want to hear that story from Brad Roll because it's a kind of a full circle deal. And he's interesting. This guy, you talk about the science of getting players conditioned and keeping them healthy and all the things, physically ready to play, all the things that you want the strength and conditioning coach to do to help make this football team better and winning. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, will be with us. We're going to talk about the Jason Campbell acquisition. That's a fascinating signing because I think it answers a big question on the quarterback front. What would this team be doing to provide more competition for Brandon Whedon, or at the very least, and this is where I think it's going, at the very least, have the depth, have the experience depth that you want and that you really didn't have previously. I mean, there wasn't an opportunity last year for Brandon Whedon to consult someone who had, more than a handful of starts. That's what Colt McCoy, what you were dealing with there after Seneca Wallace's release. And Seneca Wallace, you know, he wasn't that mentoring kind of guy. It wasn't in him, in his DNA, to do that for another quarterback. So it made sense that he moved on, but the Browns really, for the rookie quarterback last year, didn't have that guy to offer the depth of understanding that a guy like Jason Campbell, with 71 career starts out of 77 games in which he's played as an NFL player, as an NFL quarterback, I think he can offer more than that. And he may offer more, by the way, than that. He may offer the ability to start. We'll get into that. I'll talk about that with Jim Donovan, curious about his thoughts, but maybe he becomes that guy. You don't rule out anything. I mean, he signed for a reason. He's not just, and you know, it's been reported as a two-year deal. He's signed as someone that this team values in one way or another, but it could very well be as a guy to push Brandon Whedon, which I think is what it is, sort of push and be there as a voice of help and reason. But he's also the physical prototype, I think, for this offense. A good fit for what North Turner and Rob Chudzinski want to do with vertical passing. Now, William from Facebook weighs in with this. He says, I don't see Jason Campbell winning a Super Bowl for the Browns anytime soon. We need an experienced wide receiver. The Browns need an experienced wide receiver. The Browns have tried to get wide receivers cheap and hope they will develop into something. Well, I don't necessarily agree that there's been a philosophy of undervaluing receivers to the point of offering not enough money to get anyone good. I don't think, William, that's the way this goes down. And I think there's a lot of risk with overspending which is what you're going to do in free agency, for a wide receiver. Have the Browns overspent for an outside linebacker and Paul Kruger? Probably, yes. Definitely, yes. I mean, that's what you do in free agency. It's understood by the team that you're going to do that. And we talk about Desmond Bryant coming in as a defensive lineman. Is there some overspending there for a guy, again, upside players coming off their best seasons, available in the free market, other teams interested in them? It's competitive, yes. And there was a guy like Mike Wallace out there, and certainly there was a lot of expenditure for him on the part of the Miami Dolphins. So did they do a smarter, better thing than the Browns or another team that didn't get Mike Wallace? Maybe, but I think there's greater risk at that position just because at the receiver position. And I'm not convinced the Browns are completely bereft of talent there. I think there's reason to expect and believe that Josh Gordon can develop into something. I think the belief within the Browns is the youth in that position. You heard Rob Chudzinski talk about it last week in Arizona at the NFL meetings, and you've heard Scott Turner, son of North Turner, the offensive coordinator, on this show last week, who's going to coach the receivers, talk about how exciting it is for him to have this young group to teach and to guide and to bring along and to develop. And he sees where that development can be made with Gordon, with Greg Little, Travis Benjamin, so on and so forth. So do they have all the answers there, and is it shut down? Is there no chance of doing anything at receiver, like the draft or whatever? I would never say to you that that's the case, because there's just too much time to deal with it. But I think in terms of any intensive shopping, this free agent market's brought the Browns offensively two tight ends and a quarterback on the offensive side. That's what they've done. And that's how they've prioritized it. And I think they've prioritized it the right way. Okay, in a couple of minutes, you're going to meet Brad Rohl. He is the new strength and conditioning coach for the Browns on this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stick around for much more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio right now. Lease a new Focus or Fiesta for only $139 a month. Your choice. Only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Put all your Easter eggs in one shopping basket at Discount Drug Mart with egg-citing savings on everything Easter. Share your love of the season with family and friends with Discount Drug Mart's great selection of ambassador greeting cards by Hallmark. Make your holiday meal extra special with Drug Mart's fine domestic and imported wine collection. Plus, stock up on Easter supplies like farm fresh eggs, decorating kits, Easter baskets, Easter candy, and much, much more. Discount Drug Mart saves you the Easter hop around. Open Easter Sunday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Finally went to Rebel Wireless.
About time.
Yeah, they gave me a free month.
What? A free month? Get out.
A whole free month of unlimited tweeting, texting, talking, tubing.
Why'd you get a free month?
Maybe they thought I was famous.
Now for a limited time, everyone gets a free month of no contract, unlimited everything with any new smartphone purchase.
Now that makes sense.
Only at Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
We have the accounting workload under control. More or less.
We are swamped. We need Bob from AccountTemps.
Data entry might be 2 weeks, months behind.
Bob can step right in, get us caught up with AP, AR, bookkeeping.
The big stuff still gets done, like payroll. That's not due till... gotta go.
Everyone needs an accounting superstar like Bob from AccountTemps.
Out of the way, out of the way.
For your custom-matched temporary accounting professional, go to findyourbob.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it.
Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
It's a football Wednesday, best kind of hump day. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We will have your questions and comments throughout this show that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, which is at Browns_daily. And remember to, you can submit your questions, comments directly to me at V-I-C, C-A-R-U-C-C-I. And Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seating locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Joined now on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, by Brad Roll, the strength and conditioning coach for the Browns. And, Coach, this is a busy week for you. The players are here, of course, for the off-season conditioning program. Kind of walk us through what that's all about from your standpoint.
Sure. We have our program is going to start April 1st, and it's going to be a three-phase program. And the first phase is our phase one part of the program, and it's going to involve 4 days a week training, and we have different training blocks that are broke down into three components each workout, and we'll have what we call a prehab block, which will consist of a activation mobilization of specific joints in their body, dealing with their ankles, their knees, their hips, their shoulders, their elbows, their neck, all of their thoracic spine, their lumbar. And from there, we will go into what we call a general dynamic circuit to, once we've activated and mobilized our joints and we've created a lengthening of muscle tissue, we will go into the general dynamic circuit. And this will be dynamic movements that are based around blood flow, flexibility type movements that are done in a linear and a nonlinear movement pattern. After that prehab phase, we will go into our strength phase. Our strength phase will be, like I said, a four-day cycle. And it will be based on multi-joint movements for bulk and functional strength on individuals that need more bulk and functional strength in specific areas. It might be upper body pecs. It might be lower body quads or glutes or upper hamstrings. But these will be multi-joint movements, for example, like the bench press or a back or front squat, incline press. And these will be our more traditional type lifting movements that will be done with barbells and dumbbells. Then we will also have a component in our strength plan that will deal with speed and strength movements that will revolve around the more specific areas of a player's body. Example would be low back, glutes, upper hamstrings, and their core and pillar strength. And those movements will be done in an Olympic style fashion. And we will work hip dominant and knee dominant movements at a high rate of speed. So an example of that would be a power clean, would be a muscle snatch, would be a bilateral push press over their head. And again, all revolving around the explosive parts of the body. We keep all of our stance work and all of our hand grips in the framework of our body. Now, we do these Olympic-style movements, but we do them to become better football players. So it's not about how much weight is on the bar, but it's about speed of movement. It's about being technically sound. It's about developing more functional strength at a high rate of speed that we can use on game day and become better players. Our last component, our last block, would be our conditioning block. And we have two rules of thumb there. We have what we call bout runs that are based off MET levels and energy systems throughout the body. So those are based on a specific amount of yards that has to be reached in a specific amount of time. And then they'd have a specific rest period. And then after that rest period, we would repeat these bouts with the work to yardage and to rest period. And like I said, those are linear in nature. Now, we have another component that I'm really excited about, and it's a high-intensity resistance play drive. And what we've done is we've taken kind of the traditional interval type training that is done cardio-wise and combine that with kind of a traditional resistance type interval training done with resistance movements. Well, what we're doing now is we're going to combine the resistance movements with the cardio movements in a specific time to work ratio and work cardio to resistance to cardio to resistance and put it in a play drive fashion with a continuous clock. And we will, every time the players adapt to it, we will change the movements. We will change the distance and the movements that we do. So I'm excited about this. It's something new. It's kind of a new concept that we're playing around with, and I think hopefully it's gonna reap great benefits for the Browns in doing this. But those are our three components in our first block, which would be our off-season phase one block.
Brad Roll, the strength and conditioning coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now, do you have a sense of what you're going to get when these guys, you know, when you start working with these guys, in the sense of where they are in the conditioning they've done on their own? How have you been tracking this? What has been your, because I know there's specific rules with the collective bargaining agreement as far as contact with players, but how much do you know about what you're going to be getting?
Well, I have been in contact just with a few players that have come through to say hello, introduce himself. You know, this is a young football team. They are extremely, extremely willing to work. I would think coming back April 1st, we would have a team that I think has prepared up to this point to get started for the 2013 season. You know, again, some guys are going to have done more than others. You know, there's human nature. But once we get here and, you know, we get acclimated to the new system, you know, it's funny because I hear the offensive coordinator, you know, Coach Turner is going to install. The defensive coordinator, Coach Horton, he's going to install. Well, I told Coach Jasinski, you know, I'm going to install too. You know, so... and with installation, you know, then we'll install the program and then we'll get the lifting patterns down and then we'll become more specific, just like the position coaches do and the coordinators do. So it all ties in together like that. So, you know, there'll be a learning process, and then from the learning process, you know, we'll find the best players, the ones that understand what we're trying to do, the ones that mentally can challenge himself to perform what we're trying to get done with them, and you know, go from there.
Great.
Brad, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Vic.
Brad Roll, the strength and conditioning coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals. Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great time, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
What's up, my brother? Forgive me for being so fired up. But for a true pastor, Easter is like the Super Bowl. It's like the seventh game of the championship. The most succinct synopsis of Easter is this. He got up so you could get up, my brother. I want you to meet me at North High School this Friday, Good Friday, at 8 p.m. in Akron, Ohio. We're having something called the Midnight Rumble for Men. I'm preaching a word about how to be a better father, a better husband, how to get your finances in order, most of all, fall in love with Jesus. Afterwards, we're having a hoop tournament upstairs in the gym. We're giving away 4 G's to whoever wins the tournament, $1,000 to the runner-up, and Fifth Third is partnering with us. Also, we're having an Xbox tournament, hoop and football, $500 to whoever wins. Man, I want you to go to wordcity.org or call the office at 216-332-WORD and register your squad. We'll see you there, and we love you.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.75% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.75%, and if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 855-875-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 855-875-CASH for 2.75% 15-year money today.
Must own no other properties, no self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. NMLS 38512.
That's 855-875-CASH. 855-875-CASH.
It's Tire Mania 13. For a limited time, Conrad's is pitting all the top brands against each other to bring you their best deals. And that's on top of Conrad's guaranteed lowest price out the door. Tire Mania 13. Over 50,000 tires on sale at all 33 Conrad's locations. Right now, get $70 after submission on any set of 4 Michelin tires. Massive markdowns, huge rebates. That's Tire Mania 13. That's Conrad.
See dealer for complete offer details. Offer valid from March 14th to April 15th, 2013. Void where prohibited.
It's now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
To your questions and comments, some that are submitted to the Browns Daily email, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Others to Twitter, the official Browns Facebook Twitter pages. Ryan from Twitter says, if the signing of Jason Campbell is considered a competition, then our new owner and front office are no better than the last. Well, again, I don't see that, Ryan. I see legit a legit challenge because of the body of work that Jason Campbell has. Now, I believe he's been more proving himself more as a backup than a starter. So if your thoughts were bring in a bona fide starter in to compete or a guy who's more credentialed in that regard, this guy has 71 starts. You know, then I guess you make a point, but I wouldn't rule out that Jason Campbell could significantly make an impact either as a backup or as potentially a starter. I think Brandon Whedon's going to know this guy is here. I think this is for the configuration of the depth chart at quarterback, this is something better than the Browns had. This is something more than they had, and I think there's a lot of thought put into this. Now, Rev Joe via Twitter says maybe Brandon Whedon is their guy by this move. And I'm inclined to agree with that. I'm inclined to think that this team feels as if Whedon gives them a chance as long as he can demonstrate that he is a better quarterback than he was as a rookie, that he's made strides, that whatever coaching he gets is going to pay off, is going to reflect itself, I should say, in his performance. And we won't see that till he gets onto the field. And you've heard Rob Chudzinski say this repeatedly about how anxious and how ready he is to get the guy on the field. Enough with the video analysis comments, because he's tired of him hearing himself say that we've looked at film, because you can only see so much. And they've seen all the film they can and need to see about this guy. Now it's just time to see what he is as a football player and on the field. Comments about Phil Dawson don't fade very quickly about him departing and signing with the San Francisco 49ers. So Adam via email was talking about the post I had on ClevelandBrowns.com regarding this signing and said that I was answering the question from a very unhappy man by the name of Troy, who said he wasn't renewing his season tickets because the Browns let Phil Dawson walk. He said, "While I agree with you that it was a business decision and nothing personal against the city or fans of Cleveland, I also agree with Troy in that the team should have done everything in its power or above its power if need be to retain Dawson." Okay. He said, "That being said," this is from Adam via email, he said, "What do you see the Browns doing to fill that void now, the kicking void?" Adam goes on to say, "There are a couple of decent kickers in free agency. Hauschka never seems to be aging. Hansen." He talks about, you know, they're neither is perfect, but they have experience. Do they go draft? Sturgis from Florida, Hopkins, Florida State, Sharp from Oklahoma State, a few of the names that he throws out there. Good years, decent legs, hit all better than 75 or 80% of their kicks. By estimate, I think you're right about that. And all could probably be had after the fifth round. Well, I think the kicking conversation in terms of signing, acquiring, doesn't begin still until you get a little further into the free agent period here, a little deeper. It's kind of the last thing that's done. There is no hot market for kickers, generally, other than, I mean, the best of the kickers who was out there signed with another team. That was Phil Dawson. And I don't see any quick moves following in the aftermath. I do think the draft is a plausible way to go with that. And I think it's about bringing multiple kickers here, not unlike the process that began when Phil Dawson showed up in 1999. And there were several guys out there and competitors to just show what they had, who they were. Just as Phil Dawson emerges, as he was a cast off at the time, you're going to find that cast off guy. And they're always out there. They're always available. Now, they're not all Phil Dawson. We'll see who they are, at least coming in. We'll see what they're about. But I'm not fretting on this one. I don't feel that there's a need to come apart at the seams and say there is no chance they'll have even a good kicker now that they said goodbye to Phil Dawson. I don't think it works that way. And I think you can address the position and address it well, because there are kickers out there. And it's not necessarily, I'm not putting this in the dime a dozen category, But I'm saying you can be hopeful, you could be optimistic, that's the word I was looking for, that you will find a kicker who will give you more than decent production and be reliable on a team that is looking to build its offense in a way that there is firepower to overcome the challenge of having to rely on a kicker to provide all your points, most of your points. And I think it's still about who can, you know, you want that, and you want the guy who delivers when you're in the 30s or whatever, 40s in points, and it's, and you're, you know, you're trying to build this defense so the other team isn't getting 30 and 40 points when you are. But if that's the case, you've got that kicker who can settle the issue. And I have a feeling you're going to, by design here, I think you're going to see still closer games but more point production. I think this offense, in its, with its current leadership now, will have the ability to do that. We'll have the ability to put up more points than we've seen. I think that's going to go up. I think there's every reason to believe this is going to be a better offense because of the people running it in particular and because of the younger players who are in it, Trent Richardson, who will be better next year. Brandon Whedon's going to be a better quarterback. I can't quantify how much better. He'll be better. All right. In a couple of minutes, we'll talk about Brandon Whedon because we'll talk about the competition he now has. Got a neighbor in a locker room by the name of Jason Campbell. Going to get into that with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings like up to $9,000 off a new F-150 or lease one for only $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak & Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak & Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
See that dunk last night?
Yeah, you?
I got it on my phone.
I got it on mine.
Oh! I gotta post that.
Bam! Just did.
Oh! Wish I could afford tickets to the next game, though.
Just bought mine, because Rebel saves me more. Oh!
Rebel Wireless brings you unlimited everything, so you can watch, share, and save with no contracts. Right now, purchase any smartphone and get a free month. Rebel, come save with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
Things change, people change, the weather changes, but the owners of Window Nation will never change. Hi, gang, Riz here in Window Nation, offering you the widest selection of windows, and not only do they tailor the windows to your home, they tailor them to your budget. They make it work for you. Truly getting the most window for your money with Window Nation. Call them today, 216-464-4141. Be confident you're working with the best. 216-464-4141. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live. Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you on a Football Wednesday. And fans, join me tomorrow. Tomorrow, that's March 28th, at the Revel Wireless store in Beechwood. We'll be live with this show from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Revel store located at 24345 Chagrin Boulevard. Browns tight end Dan Gronkowski will be there with me, along with Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. We'll also have the Browns mascot, Chomps, on hand. We'll be there for the full hour, 6 to 7, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Come out and join us. We'll talk a lot of football, a very exciting day. It'll be a capper to a very exciting day in Brownstown, and so we want you to all be part of that. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Happy to be joined right now by the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. And, Jim, they sign Jason Campbell as, I would say right now, yes, the competition that was guaranteed for Brandon Whedon, they've followed through on that. But as I look at Jason Campbell, look at his career body of work, I think he comes in more as the veteran backup kind of guy that this team had hoped to have.
I think you're right, Vic. I think a couple of times, and in past regimes with the Browns, I think that they at times have looked at Jason Campbell before and entertained the thought of possibly bringing him in here and giving him a look. You know, an interesting guy. It did not work out in Washington for him.
Right.
But I did think at the time when he got hurt, which ironically was against the Browns in that game against the Raiders a couple of years ago, that I thought at that point he had reached a comfort level and he was actually playing well, and he was playing pretty well that day,
right,
until Chris Gokong and Scott Fujita ended his season, and then, of course, he lost his job with the Raiders. And certainly last year he knew going into Chicago what he was, and he was going to be the backup for Jay Cutler. I think it's a very good move by the Browns. I really do. No matter how it shakes out, whether it's to create competition, which we all think it is, with Brandon Whedon, whether it's to really go after the starting job, hey, that's fine too, or whether it's just having a real veteran backup guy who knows how to be a backup guy and in a pinch definitely knows how to start a game and succeed in a game, I think it's a very, very wise move. I was wondering what they were going to do.
Yeah.
Where they were going to get the guy. Was it going to be in the draft, or was it going to be this route? And now we know.
And I think all possibilities are there because you go into it not knowing how it will shake out during off-season workouts, during training camp. Look at Seattle last year. They bring in Matt Flynn.
Right.
Yeah, they drafted Russell Wilson, but no way were they thinking Russell Wilson would be their starter.
Right.
And we saw how that turned out. So I think the Browns, even if the intention is to have Brandon Whedon ultimately start, I think Jason Campbell would have a real opportunity to change an opinion or two or three among this coaching staff. I don't know that he will. I do like the move, too, because of the physical skill set. It's not about mobility or really a big change up from what Brandon Whedon is, but I think what it is another big-armed guy to run the Norv Turner vertical passing
game. Yeah, and a big guy. I mean, he's
big
a
guy.
Pretty
yeah.
big guy. I remember watching him at Auburn when he played there, and he was the 25th overall pick, I think, that year when he came out and went to the Redskins, and I thought he was a big guy. I think he's probably a big guy that has learned the lesson that a lot of these guys that are big guys and physical guys and athletic guys that play quarterback when they come into the NFL, you take off and run, and you're probably going to get nicked and hurt, and that
sure.
has happened to him throughout his career. But it's an interesting thing. As you well know, last year, when we were on the show, and as specifically after that opening game against Philadelphia, I was a little bit uncomfortable with the lack of preparation that Whedon had. But to take that a step further, I would have liked to have seen a little bit more competition with and for Whedon
sure.
during training camp. But I understand where Pat Shurmur was coming from. Hey, he was a first-round pick. He was the 22nd pick in the first round. We're going to give him the job and let him go with it. But, you know, I am more comfortable seeing people compete, and especially a guy that is so young to the NFL coming in and just having a job handed to him. I think he should fight for his supper, and I think he's going to have to do that.
Yeah, I think that's an important part of his developing into a consistent and steady franchise guy that they want him to
right.
be. Part of that has to be dealing with and overcoming and winning a competition. I mean, experiencing it, which he didn't last year, so dealing with it, and then how tough is he mentally? I mean, can he step up to this challenge? I think he is. I mean, I think he sees this signing as, okay, you know, send them after me. Come at me because I'll handle it. That should be the way he approaches it. I think the other thing, too, is how this coaching staff works with him to hone many of those details in his game that need the work. And I think the expectation is he'll be a better quarterback than he was. Will he be good enough to fend off the challenges of someone who now has 71 starts? I mean, Jason Campbell comes in with a larger body of work, so he's tasted the starting position, and he's looking at Brandon Whedon saying, I think I could beat this guy out.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to be thinking that.
Sure, absolutely. Here's the other thing to look at, too, and it's on Whedon's side, is that he'll have a guy with him, you know, alongside of him, that has gone the route of a starter and what it's like to compete for a job in Jason Campbell. I don't really think he had that last year. McCoy was just coming into his second year.
Right.
He had an incomplete, really, in his rookie year because of what happened late that season, and he got the concussion against Pittsburgh. And Seneca Wallace did not embrace helping guys out. I mean, you know, Seneca would tell you himself. He was not into that.
Oh,
you know,
wasn't his thing.
He was into Seneca, and I give him a lot of credit for coming out and saying that, but I think that Brandon didn't have a veteran to lean on, whereas 2 years ago, Jake Delhomme really helped McCoy out when he had to go in and play that year because Delhomme and Wallace had those high ankle sprains. This should help Whedon out, too.
Yeah, I mean, the relationship of McCoy and Delhomme was classic with a mentor working with a younger player. I mean, they ride to work together every day. They talk football in the car. They talk football going home. So, yeah, I think all of those parts were very, very important. And now to bring up Colt McCoy, where does this leave him? I would think an ex-Brown at some point very soon, because I think Jason Campbell now addresses what McCoy had been, which was the guy with more experience as a backup. But although chronologically younger than Brandon Whedon, he was... What was his fit here? And it was thought to be that change-up guy, the guy who had, again, a little more experience as a starter. But now I think with Campbell aboard, there really isn't a need for McCoy.
Yeah, I think so, Vic. And I think Colt realizes that. And I think for the betterment and the prolongment of his career, I think it's a good thing for him. And I'm sure he's hoping that he does get to go somewhere else. And soon, too.
Yeah.
Timing is very important in this thing. And so, you know, whereas we went in last year with the McCoy story kind of hanging around, and once Whedon was named the starter, which was like in the first week of training camp, you know, McCoy was kind of saying, well, I mean, what is my future? What's going to happen here? And then you're to the point, Vic, when we're out here on the practice fields in Berea in the summer and you're counting snaps.
Yeah.
Everybody's counting snaps. Who's with the first team? How long was Whedon with the first team? How many snaps did McCoy get? The Browns have a lot of work to do at quarterback. They have a new offense. They have a new offensive coordinator and a brilliant one at that. They've got a new head coach who is a quarterback maker too. So they got to get their guy ready. And at that point, you have to kind of eradicate distractions on both fronts. One for McCoy and certainly for the franchise.
Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So let's take a look big picture at the signings that this team has done. And, you know, we saw the splash signings with Paul Kruger and Desmond Bryant, and to another extent, Quentin Groves. But now it looks like everything that they've done since has been really targeted, really specific to position and to role-playing. And you look at the corner position, and I'm not sure if they've found the guy that they absolutely need to start opposite Joe Haden. I mean, the argument could be made that that guy is not Chris Owens and not Barnes, but that guy is a guy they pick in the draft,
yes,
potentially. But they've got to find that guy. They've got to do something about the other corner position.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because as much as we all focus in on what are they going to do to create something at quarterback to compete or make a change there, I look at that cornerback position, and I'm with you 1,000% on this. When Joe Haden didn't play last year, which numbered five games,
yep,
they did not win.
Right.
Okay? When Joe Haden did not play down in Dallas that day, I mean, let me put it to you this way. Even when Joe Haden played, okay, we knew where teams were going to go. They were going to go on the opposite side. They were going to throw on the other side. Haden would get no business on those days. So they went after the old pro, Sheldon Brown. Okay, but that's not going to be there. So they really do need something on the other side. So what we have seen, you're right, through the weeks of free agency is really the path to the draft, I think, in a couple of weeks in April. It tells you now where probably they're going to go. It's not this really intricate science. It's the need factor. And, okay, we've done this. We've taken care of this. We found a pass rusher.
Yep.
Okay, we found another big defensive lineman, and maybe we can do something with our other defensive lineman in the way of packaging something. But we need a corner. And they're right. They need a corner.
They do. And then, you know, you had a couple of tight ends who are guys who I think help in the blocking element of the position as much as pass catching. And I think they'll be okay in that regard, but you don't have any real huge difference-making pass catchers. They could still maybe do something like that possibly in the draft. And then you look at the addition of the quarterback. You look at overall what they've done in a big-picture sense, and I think it's been wise, it's been methodical, and I think helpful. I mean, this team is going to change in a major way. It's gonna get its biggest makeover change on the defensive side. But I think slowly but surely, you're going to see other changes. And Jimmy, this was a team that we saw change dramatically from 2011 to 2012.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's fascinating to see what they're doing. You're right, it was methodical, with a good blitz at the start, because if you're going to get into free agency and you have a real need, you got to get in right away. You can't sit and think about it.
Right.
You think about it for the weeks leading up to free agency, and then you target guys, and that's what Kruger and Desmond Bryant obviously were. They targeted those guys. They went and got them. Then they got Groves, and you're right. Now they've added a layer to each one of those positions to give themselves some depth, because if you're going to need linebackers, I mean, by the sheer numbers of the scheme, you're going to need, you know, four of them and people behind the front four. So I think it's been a good job. I'm very pleased with what they did. I really think this move last night with Campbell was a very, very well thought out, very smart move, and I have to think that head coach and his offensive coordinator and former head coach Norv Turner had a lot to say in what was going to go
sure.
there.
Yeah, because they got the type of guy
right.
that they wanted, just the right amount of experience, but the physical makeup. I think when you look at how Jason Campbell was put together, you talk about that size, you talk about that ability to throw the long pass, and you talk about a guy who's probably learned about, okay, if I'm going to move around, let's be a little safer
right.
about this, or let's minimize this. I think he's going to work from the pocket just like they want Brandon Whedon to do, and that'll be the look and feel of this offense for the most part.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, we go back to the tight end thing, and you're right. The guys that they have added now are more of the physical tight ends who are going to help you on the edge and block and set things up for you in the passing game and hopefully the running game too. But it really opens up the door for Jordan Cameron that because I think Norv and Rob Chudzinski like to throw to the tight ends. I mean, they really do. I mean, Antonio Gates, Kellen Winslow Jr. under
right.
Chudzinski here in Cleveland, and they did it down in Carolina too, that Jordan Cameron's got a great opportunity, and I know people have talked about his great upside, you know, as an athlete, being one of these, you know, former basketball players, now becoming a football player. He's got an opportunity that he can really cash in on if they stay pat at tight end, though, if they don't do anything
yeah,
else.
Right. Starting Monday, the off-season program begins, and it's in multiple phases, but that first phase is a couple of weeks where the players don't go out on the field.
Right.
It's classroom stuff. It's conditioning stuff. This is mainly going to be Brad Rohl's department. We heard from him earlier in the show, the strength and conditioning coach of the Browns. This is really going to be his show, getting these guys to understand what they need to do to be in top shape, to be as strong as they could be, so on and so forth. But I think the other part of this is the learning process of this defense and the education of the players, including the incumbents, including the newcomers and the incumbents, I mean, people who've been specifically brought in to be part of this defense and those who were part of this 4-3. And I look at a guy like Quentin Groves, he was on the show last night, really embracing the role of being the player teacher because of what he knows about this defense, having played in it last year for Ray Horton in Arizona.
Yeah, I think that's good. You got to have those guys. I thought Fujita and Gokong did that a lot, you know, in their time when they joined the organization here. So you got to have those players that can do that and help, you know, what is still a very young group of linebackers that are presently on this roster and need to now learn a whole new scheme. You need those kind of guys that are going to help them out, because they're going to help them out in a huddle on the field just prior to a snap. Just a note for you as we get set for the off-season training program. Last night, as you know, Vic, I'm a man about town.
Yes.
And last night out, I was in a downtown grocery store, and there was Phil Taylor at the salad bar. salad bar, which tells me that Phil's got his head on straight.
He knows what the calendar is saying. April 1 is around the corner, and Bread Roll's checking me out.
And they're going to weigh me.
So there's a scale with my name on it. Jimmy, great stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rick.
He is Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Right now, lease a new Focus or Fiesta for only $139 a month. Your choice. Only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Welcome to Subway.
Hi. I'll take a chicken pizzaiola melt, please.
Passport, please.
Huh?
You're about to be magically transported to Italy with your first bite. So I'm going to need to see your passport.
I don't usually,
Here you go, sir.
Mario, she's handed over with no passport again. Call for the backup.
Get the Subway Prado to enjoy the delicioso Italian collection, like the chicken pizzaiola melt and the meatball pepperoni melt on freshly baked Italian urban cheese bread. You don't actually need a passport to enjoy the Subway Italian collection.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hurry into Subway for our March featured values. Introducing the new $3 6-inch Select. This March, we're kicking off with the juicy oven-roasted chicken $3 6-inch Select. A classic, just $3. And that's not all. Try the Buffalo Chicken $6 foot-long special too. Bold Buffalo foot-long flavor, only $6. Both available all month long as our March featured values. The newest way to enjoy Subway every day. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Finally went to Revel Wireless.
About time.
Yeah, they gave me a free month.
What? A free month? Get out.
A whole free month of unlimited tweeting, texting, talking, tubing.
Why'd you get a free month?
Maybe they thought I was famous.
Now for a limited time, everyone gets a free month of no contract, unlimited everything with any new smartphone purchase.
Now that makes sense.
Only at Revel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Bruce Hooley, and if you're like me, you're getting that itch to get back out on the golf course. Start by fine-tuning your game with the certified pros at Golf Tech. Take advantage of their top-of-the-line training technology and receive 20% off improvement plans and lesson plans now through March 29th. Check out any of their three area locations, East, West, and Canton, with a fourth opening soon in Brecksville, or go to golftech.com for a proven path and proven results. It's always Golf Tech.
You know, some people think lawn care companies are all alike. They are not. Hi, gang, Riz here. Trust me, I've gone with four or five different lawn companies back in the day, and I found Weedman to be the best. 43 years of experience, and they're growing every year. Locally owned and operated, they are experts in customer service and will take care of every detail from growing the lawn you have always wanted. Certified technicians know Northeast Ohio lawns better than anyone, and now is the time to call them. 216-289-5446 or visit WeedmanUSA.com. The exclusive slow-release product is golf course quality. I'll tell you, my lawn has never looked better. Go with Weedman. Make memories on a Weedman lawn this year. Call 216-289-5446 or go to WeedmanUSA.com because lawn care is not all alike. Weedman.
Hi, gang. Riz here from my club, Medina Country Club. Been a member for years. Love the family atmosphere. Get to play three of the area's top courses, Medina, Shale Creek, and the Quarry for free. Price of one. Become a founding member and pay no initiation fees. Right now, dues not due until May 1st. And get a $400 credit. Call Michelle at 330-416-6802. Listen, it's more affordable than you think. Think Medina CC. 330-416-6802. Medina Country Club.
It's a Football Wednesday. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we welcome Renee Harvey, Vice President of Community Outreach for the Browns, for her usual spot here to talk about some different things going on. Let's start with the Browns' involvement with the NFL High School Player Development Leadership Forum that's coming up Friday.
You're right. We're hosting this in the field house, and this event is it's kind of a cool event, one that's different. They're doing this in a few NFL markets, and Cleveland's been identified as one. And we've invited nearly 50 local high school football athletes to attend the event, and it's really kind of the leaders of their football programs. There's a criteria that's been set in terms of GPA and attendance and leadership qualities that they have. And the goal is really to not only prepare these kids, these student-athletes, to take leadership-type things that they can take back to their teams, but also to prepare them for life after high school. And they're doing some great things. So there's three components to the event, and they're doing some community service. They're actually going to go out and volunteer at the Cleveland Food Bank.
Nice.
And they're also going to take part in a leadership reaction course. And they're doing a lot of things with character development as well. So there's actually a session in the morning where they take them through the impact of social media. You know, so everybody's so quick to jump on social media, and you know, quick thoughts are out there, and they don't realize the lifetime effect that those things can have. So they really embed and teach these kids a lot of lifetime things that they can take with them.
And they're going to hear from head coach Rob Chudzinski.
They are. So they're going to just get a welcome from coach, you know, our involvement with this event. Also, NFL player engagement representatives Tony Stewart and Matt Stover will also be in attendance. So great partnership with the National Guard and the NFL, and a great opportunity to provide for some local student athletes.
Excellent. Now, often in these, in fact, pretty much most of the time in these segments, we talk about the players and coaches and wives and such involvement in the community. We don't often touch on the Browns backers, but they contribute quite a bit as well.
They do, and this is something that, you know, as you mentioned, a lot of folks probably don't realize unless you're a Browns backer, but it's a really important part of what our Browns backers do. And so we wanted to make sure we congratulated Dallas area Browns backers, and they actually they were our recipient of the Club of the Year for this year, and so they just had their party this last weekend, rather. And I want to congratulate them for raising almost $8,000 for their local children's charities, and then they also had over 150 people in attendance, and then Browns alumni Joe Turkey Jones was actually in attendance as well. So just a great way to celebrate a great job that they're doing in their local community.
I'm not surprised, because it was such a great turnout when we played the game down there at Dallas when the team arrived at the hotel. And Joe Turkey Jones, noted, of course, for dumping Terry Bradshaw on his head very violently. And I guess that's the picture he hands out to the autographs, right?
That's the picture he signs, yes. Very proud of that, I think.
That's great. And we want to welcome some new Browns backers.
This is an exciting time, of course, for the Browns. And so we're seeing an increase in signups. We have over 104,000 individual members, and our Browns backer clubs are increasing as well. So we have 370 clubs and four new clubs just within the last 7 days. So we want to make sure we welcome Vermilion Browns backers, New Orleans Browns backers, Chi-Town Dog Pound in Chicago, and the Columbus, Georgia Browns backers as well.
Fantastic. All right. Good stuff, Renee. Thank you so much.
Thank you.